in October, we hear a story from the heart of someone in our congregation, and today we are so happy because Martha Sutter, who is our director of music here at University Church, is going to share a little bit about her experience around God-given gifts and talents and how God has given such treasures in her life.
Good morning. When we think the dictionary defines talent as a person or group of people with a special ability to do something well. When we think about talent, we think about people that we know who do something really, really well. And a lot of times these are famous people, such as movie actors, popular musicians, or professional athletes. And then there are others we know who don't have a star on the Walk of Fame or a championship ring, but who have a special skill. But often if we think about ourselves, and I've heard people say this, like, oh, I don't really have any talents. I don't do this. I don't sing. I don't draw. I don't write. I don't have talents. But I believe that everyone has God-given talents, no matter how large or small, and it's the way we choose to use these gifts that are important. I came to University Church 34 years ago as a paid soloist section leader in the choir. I enjoyed the church, but I looked at it as a job. I had an aha moment, my first Thanksgiving here. There wasn't a turkey tree or the large organized food pantry that we have today, but people were asked to contribute items for the holiday. I was up in the choir loft and we were singing the first hymn, Come Ye Thankful People Come, and the congregation began to come forward and Marg's beautiful cornucopias were on the front. And by the time the hymn was over, the whole, literally, platform was filled with food. I was amazed. I'd never seen anything like that. But I soon learned that that was the norm for the members of UUMC. There were other things, after-school programs for city children, support for refugees, housing visions, and numerous other events for the neighborhood and community. And there were also the small, day-to-day things that maybe get taken for granted, like the people who would say a good morning to you, who would pass out the bulletins and fold them on the days before church, the people who might call you when something had gone wrong in your life or to celebrate a joy, and everyone who did something here in this congregation. Here was that group of people with a special ability to do something well. My church job soon turned into my church home. Give me a moment. Of course, my main focus here has been the music program, which has been sustained over the years by so many talented people. There's the No Fault Orchestra, which was started by Peter's mom, Allison Swords, a very talented violinist, and now handled by Danny McGowan, who also directs our handbell choir. We had a big youth choir for a long time, and that was led by Lynn Steinberg. And was resurrected, I believe, this summer a bit by Morgan Mills. We've had many fine organists, including Dennis Triggs, Linda Ortell, and Nathan Summerall. And the choir, made up of faithful members who have given of their time and talents here at Rockefeller and James Street Methodist, and this group that we have now for a combined 585 years. We all have talent. I came to University Church because of my musical talent, but I stayed here because of the talents of others. May God continue to help us recognize the talents we all have and give us guidance to use them in ways that make a difference. Thank you.